We continue our bluegrass special on the show today. Now, she's one half of the musical duo The Roys. Elaine Roy is joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, no problem. Now, first off, I have to ask, how did you come up with the name?
The name of The Roy?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that is our given name. That's our last name. And since there's two siblings, we figured we would use our name and add an S to it. So we came up with The Roys. And sometimes it's Elaine and Lee, but normally it's The Roys.
Very, very creative. I was opening with a joke there. Now, one thing that I've picked up while hosting our country music show, The Open Road, is that country and bluegrass music is very family-oriented. So that's something that I wanted to ask you then about how your musical relationship with your brother started.
Well, absolutely. I mean, music runs in our family. It's on mom's side of the family. That's where all our musical talents come from. Our grandmother LeBlanc played the fiddle, and we had aunts and uncles that played the guitar and sang. And so we were always around that musical element. And I was 5 years old when I first started to sing, and my biggest dream was to come to Nashville and sing on the Grand Ole Opry, and little did I know that my brother had the same dream. So, you know, being around it, having family members that play absolutely helped us, you know, probably in our path, but I always say that was a God-given thing, that when we were born, there was no other thing that we would know how to do except play music, and we're so blessed that we get to do that.
As a kid, I'm sure watching or experiencing the Grand Ole Opry is one thing, and then when you're a grown-up and you're in the industry and you've had success, it must be something completely different as an adult.
It definitely is. You know, we played the Grand Ole Opry in 2013 for the first time, and people always ask, how was it? You know, there's no words to describe the feeling other than it's the closest to heaven that I've ever been, and I hope that's where I'm going, because it was a very happy night, and I felt that everybody along our way that helped us, you know, our parents and our grandparents and our fans and DJs and anybody that interviewed us or helped us along the way was there with us, and it was a proud moment and a nerve-wracking moment, but very humbling and very blessed.
What is it that's so thrilling about the Grand Ole Opry? Because I think that even people who aren't country music or bluegrass fans have heard the name. And of course, we always hear people talking about it. So as an artist, or even as a country or just a music fan in general, what is the significance of the Grand Ole Opry then?
Well, I think so. I think that, you know, the Grand Ole Opry is world-renowned. I mean, it don't matter what kind of genre of music you're in, everybody pretty much knows the Grand Ole Opry, and it's just the history. I mean, they're celebrating 90 years that it's still on the radio, and it's still going. I mean, one of the longest radio shows ever. So, you know, it's just all the history and all the people before you, you know, the people that you admire. And, you know, the people that are coming in 20 years from now that will be standing on that circle that people are influencing now. I mean, it's just a thing that's, like, passed down from generation to generation. And it's just the history of it, because you know who stood in that circle before you. And when you get to stand in that circle, it's pretty amazing.
And you use the word admire, so I have to ask, who do you admire?
Well, for me, of course, family members. You know, my grandma was a great fiddle player, and we have uncles that play fiddle and sang, and so they were, you know, people that we admired very much. And professionally, I would say Dolly Parton is the one that really caught my attention, as to, you know, she's a full entertainer. She's a great songwriter. When you sit down and really listen to her songs and know her background and how hard she's worked to be where she is, I admire her very, very much, and I appreciate what she does.
I have to say, you know, we had her on our show a few years ago. We've had lots and lots and lots of celebrities. She was the one where, I'm going to admit, I maybe had kind of a little drink before, because I was sort of nervous. It's Dolly Parton, come on!
She just has that presence. When she walks into a room, everybody stands up, because she commands the room. And, you know, I've met her a couple times, and each time she's been very sweet. And, you know, what you see on TV and hear on the radio, that's just her. She has a good heart, and I'm glad she didn't let me down.
Yeah, for sure. So now, having family in your business is one thing. So I want to do something fun here. Tell me the good and the bad about working with your brother. So what's the best thing about working with family?
The best thing? Well, you know, it's cool to share the journey with a family member. You know, as I said, we had the same dream growing up, so it's really cool, because he knows how hard that I've worked, and I know how hard he's worked. So to see it come to life is really exciting to share it with your sibling. And the downside of it is that you work with your sibling. No, we pretty much get along very well. We have our moments like every other family member, but we always try to remember that, you know, family comes first, because at the end of the day, at the end of our life, when all this career is over and we're old and gray, you know, we'll have memories to look back on, but more so, we're still brother, sister, and we always try to keep that in mind and respect each other and just work hard at what we love to do.
But is he jealous that you're the star of the group?
Of course he is.
Now, the song...
Don't tell him that,
well, it's out there now. We've already said it. The song, Those Boots, a moving song, video just as good. Tell me about the significance of Those Boots for you.
Yeah, that was a song that Lee co-wrote with our friend Janae Flanor. And while we were putting this album together, you know, we always bring songs to the table that each of us have written or written together. And he said, I want you to listen to this song. I don't know if it's going to fit the album, but it's kind of a cool song, but I'm not sure. And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, hands down, that has to be on the album. I mean, just the three different scenarios, you know, both the farmer and the military and the musician, I just thought it was really great. And no matter what shoes we wear, I mean, every single one of us on this earth has a story to tell. We have different ways of getting through our journey or to the point that we're trying to get to, but every single person has a story, and I really thought it was a cool message. And when we play it live, we get a great reaction. People really seem to get the gist of the song, and we're really, really excited about the video and glad that people are starting to hear it and really like the message.
But the visuals in it, you know, the giant flag unfolding and the kids running and then jumping out of the helicopter or plane, whichever it is, I mean, that must be really incredible when you're putting together the video to see those right in person, right?
Absolutely. You know, when we find, you know, you do all the shooting and out of the video, and you know, it takes hours and like a day, you know, just the shooting of it, and then we don't see all the editing that goes behind there, but Sammy Passamano, the one that edited everything and shot the video, did a wonderful job and, you know, really helped us put it together with our vision, and he had some cool ideas, and we're really, really proud of it, and we hope people really enjoy it.
You talk about the feedback for live performances and your shows. Have you had any feedback then from actual, like, military members outside of concerts?
You know, we haven't yet. We've had people Facebook us that, you know, they are in the military, they have family members that are in the military, and they're really excited. They're sharing the video. And that's really what music is about. I mean, music is universal, and, you know, we love our military of all genres that they're in, and we're really, really thankful for what they do for us and keep us safe in this country, because even though with all what's going on in this world, we still live in the most wonderful country in this world, and we know the sacrifice that they do for all of us, and we are so, so thankful to all of them.
Oh, that's incredible. And it's true. It's very, very true. You have a very busy year ahead with performances and shows. Like, what are you working on now? What's coming out in the next few months?
Well, just more shows. I mean, you know, we put out the album in September, and we're still on the road touring for this album. And now that the spring and summer are here, that is our main thing to do. I mean, we're out on the road meeting people and singing our songs and hopefully making new fans along the way, and we're excited to be touring. And this winter we're going to also have a Christmas tour for the first time. We put out a Christmas album last year. We put out two albums, not just one. So this year we're going to actually get to do some Christmas shows, you know, of course, near the Christmas season. So we're very, very excited about that. And, you know, just working hard, just getting out there and playing some music.
So you mentioned Facebook. What are the other social media or other channels that people can stay in touch with you?
Well, they can definitely go to the website, theroysonline.com, and they can learn everything about us, and we have merchandise and all kinds of good stuff, and they also can, you know, get on our Facebook and on our Twitter, all from that page right there, so that'll keep them all abreast. And Facebook is actually Lee and I that, you know, post and respond, and you know, we get excited when we get wonderful messages from the fans, because as artists, that you know, keeps us moving. It keeps us encouraged, because it is a very hard business, and you can get discouraged really quick But when we get those messages from the fans, it really, really touches our hearts and makes us work really hard.
Well, your music is touching hearts as well, so we thank you so much for joining us. Elaine Roy from The Roys. Inspirational music. Thank you so much for chatting today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.